Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Welcome to another episode of the Switch On Podcast. I'm your host, Adora Lumina Mbelu, and I've got with me Tolu in the house. Tolu, give a loud scream.
Now I'm wondering.
Okay. That's your loud scream. You gotta go like, woo! Anyways. All right, guys, welcome back. Today we're gonna be talking about letting go of friendships.
Okay, yeah.
So friendships are a very beautiful thing. They have the ability to, you know, add so much value to you on a positive level and all of that. But friendships also, some friendships have the ability to add no value to you.
Absolutely.
Or in some cases, you know, you can start off with positive value and then you start to realize that this is actually detrimental to you as a person. And so I want to talk about, you know, friendships. And I want to talk about letting go of friendships, but also talking about it in the context of toxic friendships as well. And when we say toxic, just to clarify, right, we're not saying that the person is toxic. We're saying that the friendship is toxic.
Yeah.
So it's possible to have someone who is not necessarily a toxic person, but in the dynamics of that relationship or that friendship, right, it is just, they're just toxic to you as a person.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that. So Tolu, have you had any friendships that you've had to let go of?
Yeah, I think so. And which is a bit hard for me because I'm a friendship kind of person. Like, I hold on to my friends, you know. But like you said, a lot of times, it's not a case of the person being toxic, but that relationship between the two of you. And a good example, like the one that readily comes to mind, which even like I've had like cases for, is when the friendship is one-sided. So I'm the one doing the checking up. I'm the one, you know, doing the talking. I'm the one always having to initiate, reaching out and every time, which I don't mind, you know, but when is that going on for so long? And I'm just like, okay, am I just the one, am I forcing myself on you? Yeah, like, am I the one chasing the friendship? Are you in as well? Mm. You know, and a lot of times, every time we talk, it's just about you. Mm. I'm the one checking up on you, but it's always about you. It's not about, oh, that's true. I'm sorry I've not reached out to you. So this and this. What do you think I would do? I'm like, first, I was the one that reached out to you, but then everything is about you.
Our conversation revolves around you as a person.
I don't mind helping. I don't mind hearing about what you're doing. Yes. I don't mind all that. But let me see that you care about me as much as I care about you. Yeah.
That it's reciprocal.
Exactly. So after a while, it was just unnecessarily, you know, weighing me down. So like, you know what? I'll just take a step backwards. You know, if you show up, if you need help, of course I'm going to be here. If you buzz me, but I won't be the one always having to initiate the communication or say hi.
But did you guys have a conversation about it? So like, did you just kind of retreat, or did you have a conversation to state that this is how you felt about it?
We didn't expressly have that conversation, but the person was fully aware, because the kids person would say, hey, we're always talking about me. I'm sorry.
They know
then next time it's still gonna happen again.
Yeah.
So like, what's the point?
Right. So they can't help it.
Yeah. So like, we'll have gone 1 hour talking about you, like, oh, that's true. We're talking about me.
So the reason I actually just asked you that is because, you know, sometimes with friendships as well, it's about compatibility. Yeah.
True.
Is that this person talks about themselves a lot. This person is the type of person maybe that doesn't always, you know, want to have a conversation. Well, they like talking about themselves. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't keep in touch, or it's not good at keeping in touch and whatnot. And maybe that's not for you.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's not healthy for you. It doesn't mean that they cannot have 1 billion other friends that maybe are similar to them, and they kind of have an agreement about those type of things. So this is really not about, again, we're not making it personal. It's not about the people. It's about what doesn't work for you.
The arrangement.
You.
That's, and I think next to that will be understanding when a friendship is no longer for you.
Mm.
Or when it's fasting. So I have people that say, oh, BFF, best friends forever. But sometimes we go through times and situations in life that you change, and the people that were amazing for you, they were your best friend, they no longer fit into that phase.
Yeah.
that stage of your life. I've had cases in which people that were like my best buddies at a particular phase, we hardly talk now. You know, of course, if we eat up, we see, you know, we talk, you know, but they're not the people like my go-to people anymore because I'm in a different...
You've evolved.
I've evolved. I'm in a different stage and phase. And I think that's another thing to actually talk about. Yeah. Because sometimes you change, you know, and you friendship that was that was good for you start becoming toxic.
Yes, and sometimes you outgrow a situation, right? So, I mean, and that's why I always believe, like, it's important, right, to express, to have that conversation as much as you can so that nobody feels like you're just leaving them. Like, oh, you now think you're better than us, or you now think that you've, you know, you've arrived. And like, so a lot of times being able to have the conversation, be honest about it, right? And then to see if that person is willing to work with you on your new terms. Because with friendship, I feel like it's like, when you enter a friendship, there's like terms and conditions. Those terms and conditions have to evolve over time.
Yeah.
Right? So you have certain T and C's, but, but as we go, let's keep revisiting to see where we are per time and decide whether you want to demote, promote. You know what I mean? Like your friendships, because you can't be stuck with, oh, because we're friends from primary school, we're going to be friends for the rest of our lives. We might be... friends in the sense of
acquaintances.
We're acquaintances with, you know, we have some level of friendship. But I think like that's where like the levels kind of differ. It's like, you know, I shouldn't feel like because I've known you the longest, so therefore you need to be one of my closest friends. And I think like for me, in terms of my own experience, is I've had to let go of certain friendships over time. And in one of the cases, you know, this was someone that every single time we have a conversation, it was literally, if I won't call it a conversation because it's one-sided, is this person is always talking about other people. Like it's just a, it just comes naturally to them. It's just like, every single, I'm not joking when I say every single conversation, it might sound like I'm exaggerating, but literally the first thing they start off with is, you know, this person, that person. And for me, like I got to a point where I needed to protect my heart because at the beginning, I didn't see anything. I wasn't focused on the damage that it could do to me. I was just like, I'm used to this person. I've known this person for years. I've listened to the gossip for years anyway. So I'm not participating. I felt like I wasn't participating actively in the gossip, but technically I was participating passively. Because then I'm listening to the gist. And maybe I'll throw in, I'm not going to act self-righteously. I'll throw in my own one, you know, in the middle of the conversation because you don't even realize when you're now like, oh yeah, it's true. This person is, you know, and then... And then, you know, I would have a conversation. And at some point, like you said, when you're growing and you're evolving and you're doing a lot of inner work, it was just like, what do I have in common with this person? And what else do we have to talk about other than you always bringing up stuff about? And we had to have a very tough conversation, you know, where I basically said to this person, I said, you know, I noticed that you do this a lot and I would like for us to kind of explore where that is coming from. And it turned out that it was coming from a place of deep insecurity that this person had. So even her own version of her own gisting it wasn't even like just, oh, she just wanted to gossip. It was actually fears that she had, and she would assume that, you know what, like if I talk about people, it would just make me feel better. Like I never really have to talk about myself, you know, and we explored that and we didn't speak to each other for maybe like 3-4 years, you know, and she grew out of it. So at some point, we actually got to a point where it was like we could rebuild a healthier friendship because now she had grown out of those insecurities. She was able to deal with it. And so we're able to, you know, come back together and become friends again. So sometimes you also need to exit from a situation to let people learn and grow at their own pace because you're enabling. When you're in the situation as a friend, you're enabling. You're just there and you're like, oh, I'm not doing it. I'm not, after all, they're my friend. But you're enabling the situation and you're not going to help them become better. You know. And if that person can work towards becoming a healthier version of themselves, it's easier for both of you to then come back together. And so I've had that situation. I've also had a situation where I've had a friendship where it was like there was a comparison game.
Okay.
It was a deep comparison game. Like they were always comparing themselves to me, you know, and they would almost turn it into like a joke where they'd be like, hey, you're always doing this, you know, you're always doing a lot. You always have the opportunity, you know, like, and they would say it over and over and over again that at some point I was like, wait, what the? What the heck? What's the problem? You know, like, why do you keep saying this? And then initially it was more them always trying to, you know, do it in the form of praise. Yeah. And at some point it now became, okay, let me sow a seed of self-doubt in Adora, you know? So they would now start to tell me stuff like, oh, you know, people don't really know how you are. You know, almost like you're painting this picture of a person that you're not outside, you know, but you're not really like that, you know? So they would say certain things, you know, that were supposed to be, you know, supposed to make me self-doubt myself. But unfortunately, my confidence game is very strong. Yeah. I mean, my parents have really done a lot of work there for me just growing up. So it's very difficult for you to tell me something that I know that I'm not, right? And so with her, like, you know, I just said to myself, I was like, look, obviously this person is dealing with something and I'm actually toxic to her.
Yeah.
You know, like being able to basically acknowledge the fact that you're not even toxic to me, because my confidence game is fine.
But
I'm actually toxic to you because clearly I'm doing something to you that is not that is making you feel uncomfortable and is making you compare yourself to me consistently over time.
I think you cite an example. An example comes to mind, and maybe this wasn't like a deep friendship, but there was a level of, you know, arrangement and situationship going on here. And I realized that the person of being in my space helped nurture a particular bad habit or limitation the person had.
Yeah.
And as long as the person was in that space, you know, the person didn't realize that they had that. And
it was a comfort zone.
Exactly. So I had to literally break that. I had to like chase the person out of that space for them to like,
for their own good.
Yeah, for their own good. I know they won't see it at that point. Yeah. You know, I know they won't realize it, but I'm just like, if the person is going to grow out of this, if the person is going to realize that they need to actually, you know. Yeah, and I know I'm saying this because I'm trying not to give like the details. But yeah, but I think some friendship help other people nurture their bad habits, you know, nurture their limitations. They won't let them grow out of. And at the end of the day, that is actually still a toxic friendship.
It is.
Because,
It is. And friendship is about trust. It's about honesty. It's about creating safe spaces, you know. And so you have to be honest. You have to... In fact, the way I look at it is like, if someone is my friend, like I should trust and believe, if I believe that this person is truly, honestly, my friend, right?
Yeah.
Then there's a level of trust that I have. Mm. There is also a basic foundation of love that I have between that person. And so when that person says something to me, right?
Yeah.
I will think about it. I may not always align with it. I may not always agree with it, but there's a level of, you know what, that is coming from a place of love.
Yeah.
But when you notice that it starts to come from a place of fear, where it's like, this person is not telling you things, because they're not telling you things in a way that, oh, you know what, Tolu, I think that you can do this better. Let's even see how I can help you do this better. Yeah. But they're consistently criticizing you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that is coming from a place of fear. Yeah. Why are you criticizing me all the time?
It's supposed to be my friend.
But you know, the worst part about it is they'll tell you it's because I'm your friend. That's what people say. People say, you know what? You know I'm your friend. You know I'm very close to you. So like, I will tell you how it is. Yeah. I'm the one that's supposed to tell you how it is. But no. That is not how it works. You know, you can use that as a crutch. You can use that as an excuse, you know, to criticize your friend consistently. Yeah. So I think that there is a thin line between that, you know. Yeah. And the truth is, we always know. So you who is on the receiving end, you will know. You will know if it is coming from a place of love. You know, okay, does this person have anything to lose? Like to gain? Sorry. Yeah. Does this person have anything to gain if I didn't do well? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or is this a case of, okay, this person has fears and they're just projecting their fears, right?
Yeah.
So I think, like, you know, this whole friendship game, man, like it's deep.
It is.
It's deep. And the older you grow, the more attention that you pay to it.
Absolutely.
Because you need to be very cautious about who is in your space, who is in your inner circle. Yeah. And stuff. I think I did a post a couple weeks or months ago, and there was a whole conversation about, you know, acquaintances versus inner circle friends and everything. Like for me, I was like, look, I like to look at my friendships in levels, you know, like I look at like the people who I would call my inner circle. And it's so strange because it's not always the people that people think, you know, it's so strange because you're like, okay, these are people that I know that I can, like, I can close my eyes and say to myself that these people have my back, you know. Then you have people who, yes, you have a good relationship with, you have a good friendship with, you know, for different reasons, different values, different value levels, I guess, levels of value that you both bring into your life. Yeah. Then you have friends that are your friends because, again, you've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
And it's just, or...
Life brought you together. Yes, you studied together. Exactly, you worked together.
Exactly. You've worked together. You were colleagues once, or you've been in the same WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
No shade. But... But, you know, like you have that, or you met on social media, like there is a lot of that. And sometimes there are friends you meet on social media that graduate into inner circle.
Exactly.
But again, it's a work in progress.
Absolutely.
You don't just assign quickly.
Yeah.
Levels.
Absolutely. You know, really thinking about it now is being self-aware, mm-hmm, to be able to say, like, judge how that friendship is, you know, to you and what's bringing into you. This might be like going back, but...
Yeah.
When you were giving, I think, your first example, I just remember a kind of friendship I had that was constantly, it was hurting me.
Mm.
Like I was constantly bitter because of something the person was doing. And, you know, this was something I've spoken about, I've expressed, but like constantly, and I was constantly just being bitter. I'm just like, Tolu, how long do you want to keep this for? You
know? Yeah.
So it was just wise for me to end that friendship. So it's being able to like sever and say, am I holding on to the friendship just for the sake of it? To say, oh, we've been friends for 20 years. And imagine me now letting go of 20 years of friendship. If it is bitter for you at that time, it's toxic. So just let go of it.
And sometimes the problem is not other people. Sometimes it's you. So you also have to ask yourself, like, that's the thing. You know, heart checks, right?
Yeah.
So just looking at a situation and saying, you know, is this situation, this friendship that I'm in, like, is it just detrimental to me, you know? And being able to excuse yourself from me.
Yeah.
One of two things. Either, obviously, yes, you know, as a mature adult, you want to have a conversation first. So it's like, okay, can we solve this thing? Can we fix it? Can I find something that works for me? And if it's not working, in fact, if you have any friends, I mean, this is like the social media test of it. If you have any friends that you follow on Instagram, and when you see them post something, it makes you feel any type of way whatsoever that is has a negative emotion, check that friendship. Like, it's just what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you are scrolling through your IG and literally you see someone that you know, I'm not talking about someone random that you follow. No. Your friend, you feel some type of way about a news that they just shared. You need to check it. You need to check yourself. So you need to ask yourself, why do I feel that way? And sometimes you'll find that it's not the person. Like, sometimes you'll find that, oh, maybe I'm dealing with something right now in my life that just makes me feel a certain way. Yeah. But make sure that you address it so that it doesn't plant seeds of discord between you and the person. Because what will usually happen is that, you know, the negative forces, I mean, this is not a spiritual podcast, so we're not going to go into that. But, you know, like, the negative forces will now start to tell you a story about how it is about the person. You know, it's like this, but and then you make this whole story up in your head. Oh, this guy's always showing off, or he's this, is that. But in reality, it's not about them. Like, it is the fact that maybe you're unhappy about something, or, you know, and this happens to all of us. It happens to the best of us. So it's not like we're not saying this and trying to be all self-righteous on this podcast. We're speaking from experience as well. Okay. So address it, have the conversation. If you can't have the conversation with yourself. Seek it out, nip it in the bud, right? So that it doesn't sow a seed of discord with your friendships. Yeah. Tolu, you want to take this one out? How do you want to wrap this up?
So I think I'm going to, I've learned a lot from Adora. So thank you so much for me copying you right now.
I've learned a lot from Adora.
Thank you for listening to this. I think this is more like a call to self-examine.
Yes.
You know, just examine your friendship. Ask yourself, this person is good, this person is great, but is this friendship helping me better?
Yes.
Is this friendship hurting me? Is it driving me closer to my purpose? Is it helping me fulfill what I'm supposed to? Am I growing because of it? Is this person growing because of it? You know, of course, like you said, to, you know, make it both ways.
Yes.
You know, and if it is toxic, you know, if you can have a conversation about it, beautiful. Just tell the person, I don't think I'm good for you. I don't think you're good for me. You know, it's not.
And this is why.
And this is why. Yeah, this is why. And I think if the goal is growth and for us, if we're actually friends and we care about each other, then it's better that we, you know, do something about this friendship. So don't just listen to them like, oh, cool, true. Just take action.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely. And follow us on Instagram at adora.lumina and at tolulokpeoludapo. Follow Tolu as well. Yeah. We look forward to carrying on this conversation online. We will catch you on the next episode of the Switch On Podcast. Thank you, Tolu, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Peace.